Syrian and Iraqi refugees are set to arrive here in large numbers from next month. This is 6 months after the federal government announced the special intake of 12,000 Syrian and Iraqi refugees. RM Breakfast understands that Australian security and immigration agencies have now interviewed thousands of candidates who've been fleeing to neighbouring countries, and sources close to the government expect a steady flow of arrivals to begin over the next couple of weeks. So far, only 26 of these refugees have been resettled amid growing frustration from refugee support groups. Marina Freire reports.
In September 2015, the picture of drowned Syrian toddler Alan Kurdi washed ashore on a Turkish beach suddenly gave the rest of the world a clearer, grimmer picture of the humanitarian crisis unfolding on Europe's doorstep. A global outcry followed, with Australia announcing it would open its doors.
Women, children and families, the most vulnerable of all. We will move very quickly, but everyone who is resettled in Australia will be subject to the usual security, health and character checks.
It's been 5 months since then Prime Minister Tony Abbott made that announcement, and so far only 26 Syrian refugees have found homes in Australia. Rights groups say that's well below expectations. Reverend Eleni Poulos is the National Director of Uniting Justice Australia.
We did expect that it would take some time, but that so few people have arrived so far is disappointing.
Carmen Lazar is the manager of the Assyrian Resource Centre in Sydney. She remembers that there was a sense of urgency around the government's announcement in September.
It was on a Friday when I attended the roundtable discussions with former Prime Minister and the Cabinet in Canberra. And first thing Monday morning, not 9 a.m. but 7 a.m, I had over, oh my goodness, probably about 500 people waiting, you know, to be seen by myself.
The government never put a timetable on the resettlement. Last week, Immigration Minister Peter Dutton said that Australian government agencies were conducting in-depth security checks, including looking at asylum seekers' biometric data.
The Australian public demands that the government does everything possible to make sure that first and foremost our national security is protected, and secondly to make sure that we're bringing the right people into our country so that they can start a new life.
But Paul Power, the president of the Refugee Council, claims other nations face similar security issues and have nonetheless welcomed thousands of refugees within a shorter time frame.
How is it that the government of Canada has been able to process the applications and conduct security checks on 22,000 people since November, and as of a week or two ago, Australia had only been able to complete the process for 26.
In the 4 months between November last year and the end of February, Canada has resettled about 25,000 Syrian refugees. So Breakfast asked the Canadian Department of Immigration and Citizenship what they were doing differently. This is what they said in a written statement.
As part of the Government of Canada's interview and security screening measures, we collect biographical information, such as marriage and birth certificates, and we collect biometrics, such as fingerprints and digital photos. This biometric information is then checked against immigration, law enforcement, and security databases. This is in addition to the in-depth interview of applicants.
Sources close to the Australian government say that while Canada is airlifting large numbers of asylum seekers from the Middle East, prior to interviewing them, Australia is checking their applications offshore. It's understood that the federal government's decision to provide Syrian and Iraqi refugees with a permanent residence visa has also resulted in more stringent screening measures. Carmen Lazar from the Assyrian Resource Centre says the government is right to be cautious in the wake of last year's Paris attacks.
The situations that occurred in Europe and Middle East, then the government had to take, you know, extra precautions like security measurements in order to get these people come in. But otherwise, the intentions were that the first 4,000 would have been arriving in Australia just before Christmas.
RN Breakfast understands the government has now interviewed several thousand asylum seekers and that large groups of refugees will be resettled from March, paving the way for a steady flow of arrivals. As part of the government's plan, New South Wales will be receiving the majority of Syrian and Iraqi refugees accepted through the special humanitarian intake. Professor Peter Shergold is the Coordinator General for Refugees Resettlement in New South Wales.
My understanding is that only one refugee family of those that's arrived so far has been resettled in New South Wales. Now, obviously, we are watching with interest, you know, the Commonwealth's processing. I am anticipating that in New South Wales, we'll start to see flows, you know, by the middle of this year.
Planning for those arrivals is well underway. Yamama Aga says organisations like Settlement Services International are standing ready to help.
The practical support we offer includes picking up from the airport, providing short-term accommodation, transport, information about the safety, a mobile phone, food, assisting to find long-term accommodation, and orientation is a big part of it.
Five Syrian families have moved to Australia as part of the country's special humanitarian intake, and some are now living in Perth, Melbourne and Adelaide. Back in New South Wales, Professor Peter Shergold says although the pace of resettlement has been slower than previously expected, it's given his state an opportunity for better planning.
And whilst there is a degree of frustration that so few have arrived at the moment, I must say that for myself, it has been very useful in making sure that we have, you know, very good plans, I think, now in place for the arrival of what will be increased numbers of refugees and plans that involve all sectors of the community.
There's an upside, I suppose, and several thousand. The 12,000 is the promise overall, 12,000 Syrian and Iraqi refugees. And as Marina reported, people have been interviewed, many thousands due to start arriving within the next few weeks. That was Peter Shergold, the New South Wales Coordinator General for Refugees, ending that report from Marina Freire.